Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. Interesting night.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Welcome, everybody, to the show. It's Thursday night, April 11th. I'm Dave. This is Jim. We are one half of Keystone State Paranormal Society, and this is Penetrating the Veil. Tonight, another teammate of ours, Janet Jones, medium, author, television star, I guess, is going to call in and discuss our next investigation, which will be at Pennhurst State School and Hospital in, what's that, Norristown?
Berks County.
Berks County, Pennsylvania. So she will actually be in town and on site for that one. And we do have some other news that we're going to be sharing soon. So that's what we have to look forward to next is Pennhurst. I've never been there. It's been on my bucket list. I'm pretty sure Jim's as well, and we'll have our entire team there, all four of us.
So,
and Jim's watching us live, as you can hear. So, Spring City, Pennsylvania, that's where it's at. So, we did have...
Thank you for joining us live.
Some technical issues.
Yeah, you just need to turn the volume down, not close out of it.
Yeah.
So.
There we go.
James Houston was the grand prize winner way, way back when we had our follower appreciation week. Keystone State Paranormal Society has just logged in, so I'm assuming that is Haley. Hi, Dina Lee. And what the grand prize winner got was the chance to come and investigate with us on an investigation of their choosing. Of course, they would be responsible for getting there, but they would investigate with us at our cost. And Jim chose the Thaddeus Stevens house. So as we will have Thaddeus Stevens Thursday, Friday, Saturday night of the bash, he will investigate with us on the Thursday night. So it'll be just our team and Jim that Thursday night. We do have some spots left for the Pickett's Charge location on Thursday and on Sunday and on Friday. Actually, pretty much Pickett's Charge is available every night but Friday.
And we're going to try to get out there in advance and check it out.
Right.
Make sure, because it has been done. So we're going to...
yeah, it has not been
pushing
done.
That. So I'll know more in the next week or two about that place, and hopefully we'll get out there and scout it out and see what's going on. Just a whole lot has just really come in. Good Lord. I can't believe how everything's gotten filled out. And there's just, God dang. I mean, I don't know. It's like, we knew things were coming up on the horizon. We just didn't know on a lot of cases exactly when.
Right.
And as typical, they all dump in. So,
yeah. Thanks for sharing,
Sherry.
We appreciate that. It was a lot of things that were in the works or could happen or possibilities, and that seems like everything just like, yes, it's going to go all at the same time. So, Eric, Julian, how you doing, buddy? We also were, I was on the phone, Jim and I, with Haley, our other team member, just prior to going live, and we were discussing a few things, some places that we may be able to get into in York, Pennsylvania. Thanks so much, Dean Lee. And one of those places, we have to talk with the new owner and see if they're open to this idea that we've come up with. Actually, Haley has pretty much come up with, but Jim and I agree with. Hi, Kathy. How you doing? And that would be the Accomack Inn, which is well-documented activity in York. And then another place that I had read about in, hi Link, how are you, in Weird, Pennsylvania, and Jim actually has a book on this place, and I didn't know about it, called Hex Hollow, which is not far from York. And we may have an inn for that place. Now, I know Haley had told us earlier, she said, Jim, that I guess that whole area is going to get flooded in.
Right. It's that Hex Hollow also goes by the name of Reimer's Hollow, R-E-H-M-E-Y-E-R-S, and it's located around central Pennsylvania, right near the Maryland border. And I guess what brought the attention is there's a famous murder that occurred there in 1928. I guess that property is now owned by the state. And the whole Hollows later changed its name now to Spring Valley County Park.
Okay.
And the fascinating thing, there was a local named Nellie Noll, N-O-L-L, and she was known as the River Witch of Marietta. And this guy, John Blymeyer, believed that he'd been cursed by the owner, that Nelson Reimer. And it says, Blymeyer and his accomplices broke into Reimer's home to find his copy of the Brocklery. It's called The Long Lost Friend. You can actually get that book. That's available, and it's a spell book that they use. It says, Blymeyer and his conspirators, who also felt they were victimized by Reimer, were unable to find the book, but they found Reimer, killed him, and mutilated him in hopes that it would lift the curse. The three men charged with the crime also set fire to the house, hoping to remove remnants of the curse, as well as to destroy evidence of their murder. The house did not burn down as they had hoped, and this led to many people further believing that Reimer was a witch and his power prevented the destruction of the house. And so this drew a lot of media attention, and the home still stands on that Reimer's Hollow Road. Which,
that's right on the corner, isn't it?
It is.
Okay.
People,
is it a corner or a crossroads?
Like a crossroads.
Well, see, there's another mystical aspect of it.
So,
so Haley may have an inn for that place as well. But like we said, they plan on flooding that whole park, I guess, or making it some kind of reservoir. So I'm guessing that if we're going to do it, it's going to have to be soon.
Evidently, that there's a Hex Hollow movie.
Really?
Yeah, available. When was this come out?
I don't know.
29, several years ago, a Hex Hollow movie now available on DVD.
Is it available? Is it available on Amazon Prime?
Let's see.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, so we'll...
Or we can just Google it and see if it's available on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Huh. That would be nice. We'll have to watch that. But tonight, Janet should be calling in shortly to discuss Pennhurst. If you haven't watched the week-long television news documentaries, I guess, they did on it in 68 called Suffer the Little Children. The picture is obviously grainy and bad because it was 1968, but it's really, really sad, and it's really a shame. The place started with such great intentions, as most places of that kind do, and quickly became way overcrowded, way understaffed, and way underfunded, and it just got really bad from there. So we'll have access to the Mayflower Building, and we will have access to the three of the tunnels underground, and DVR access, which I have to clear up with Anthony exactly what that means, of the Devon Building, and then the entire grounds. So it's going to be on a Friday night, and we will be live from there. So, signal permitting, we will be doing live feeds from it, of course, as we always do.
Janet said, I believe it was on Amazon, there's a movie on Pennhurst which has a lot of the footage from the exposés and that. It's not listed under the documentary, so it's actually listed under the movie section.
Okay.
So she said it was excellent. She has watched that herself.
The movie about Pennhurst?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me see if I can dig up some more information on that.
Okay. And do we know what Janet's number is so we know which one to look up for?
Geez.
Because they've got someone on hold, but it's all ones. I'm guessing
that's not her. Probably an evil spirit calling in.
It might be. Or someone who only speaks binary.
Yeah.
So.
Let's see.
I'd have to look up and see what words
all
those ones mean.
775 is her, the one number I had.
Okay.
But now she might have a cell phone with a different number, and I don't know which one she called in on me today.
Okay. 775.
Okay. So that's what we're going to...
So she said she's in town and will start in her car on the way home. So that should be an adventure. So, okay. So she'll be calling in as soon as she gets into her car. We were invited on this investigation by James Houston and Anthony Grothas, who we investigated Selma with. So we appreciate that from them. And hi, Becky. How are you? Hi, Holly. Holly's joined in. Lola Carter. Old friend Lola's joined in, Jim.
Lola's been having a rough time.
She has.
They had a tornado where they lived. And
yeah.
She had a friend that lost his life with an accident with a tree. And she herself has been without electricity and having to clear some of the debris. So certainly anybody out there, we ask prayers on behalf of Lola. She's undergoing a real difficult time right now, thanks to Mother Nature.
So it's glad to see she has her power back. And of course, shortly after Pennhurst is Kane Part 2. So we have that to look forward to as well.
And the Kane Part 2 is going to there'll be several places that were not investigated with Kane 1. There will be an elementary school that we all sense the energies from, and a number of individuals
which
have reaffirmed.
The school now is right next door to the matter that we investigated in Part 1, correct?
It's about a block up the same street.
And then, across the street from the school is the Longhorn House,
where
we will be investigating and sleeping.
Right.
So,
and then we'll still be doing some work in the manor as well. I know I want to get back to the mirrors. The basement's sort of beckoning.
Well, that one room that we discovered that we didn't really know about. So,
I think Holly wanted to particularly do some work down there in the rooms. They felt that the birthing had gone place. Greg was back there in that group. So there's a couple areas that are going to draw some extra attention.
Okay.
And she's also, weather permitting and stuff, I think they're planning on taking us out to the Kenzu Bridge area, and that very scenic. And, of course, that is a lot of activity. Evidently, that's native spirits.
Okay.
That's active out there. So.
Thanks for tuning in, Jenny. Yes, Eric, the documentary, you Suffer a Little Children, I have watched. But apparently there's a movie made about it, the way it was explained to me. Let's see, what else do we have? We have, obviously Holly. James, I wanted to ask you, it says, DVR only for the Devon building because of safety reasons, and that I understand, but I'm not sure exactly what that means. Can we get in to set up the DVR and then we have to come out? Or is there a DVR feed that's already in there that we patch into? How does that work? So if you could let us know, that would be great. Yes, Lola, this is our first time at Pennhurst. So, yeah, you said there's a movie from 2011 about Pennhurst. So we'll have to check that out.
There's actually quite a few out there that have been well done. One of them even has not so much the history of Pennhurst, but is dealing with efforts to preserve it, which is ongoing. And then people have to realize that it was really the exposé on Pennhurst that sort of triggered the public consciousness to start to amend the situations of in this country, how we dealt with children with disabilities, albeit mental or physical disabilities. And it really, that sort of spearheaded all the efforts through many other states and institutions.
And if I'm not mistaken, that was prior to Geraldo doing his expose on Willowbrook.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no.
Which was another terrible,
sure.
terrible
there
story.
There were many places that had rather sad histories, but Pennhurst was historically significant.
Hi, Ruby. Thanks for joining in.
Holly said Suffer the Little Children is written about where she came from in Ireland. Huh.
Yeah, there must have been multiples then, because the Suffer the Little Children wasn't so much a documentary as it was a weekly set of news special reports.
And just to let everyone know, that week from May 3rd through May 11th, even into the 12th with Kane, we'll probably be doing live broadcasts the entire week. With Janet coming in, we've got a number of trips planned. After Pennhurst, we're going to be doing some local ventures. And also, Janet's never been to Shepherdstown or Harper's Ferry. That's yet for the day.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just Spirit City.
Yeah.
So we're going to.
She is going to love Harper's Ferry. Oh, my gosh. She's going to love it.
We'll be there and probably doing some live broadcasts all week. And then you'll announce a little later some plans with the broadcast.
Right.
And then remember last year we tried to do a broadcast at Harper's Ferry. Remember you and Haley?
Haley and I did
there.
It, yeah. So it was cold. It was really cold.
Well, this is May. Hopefully we won't be dealing with cold issues.
And since we did the show there, I didn't get a chance to get Haley up in the cemetery. But I'd like to get permission from the local constables and everything to be up there.
Well, it's the neighbors. If they sort of watch over that.
I want to find out if either her and or Janet can pick up on the little girl that we got. Daddy,
well, I think what we do here, you have to go during the day.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But for them, that's not a problem.
Yeah, we'll have to go up there during the day, and I don't think it would be any issue. Unfortunately, the area's declined. There's so many, and we have drug dealers and whatnot in the grounds. Overdoses, they've done desecration of a number of the markers. So the neighbors are sort of like their own little watch.
But now the only thing is, the one neighbor we know.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm curious to know if we came over there during the day and spoke with her, maybe she could have let the other neighbors know that it was going to be us, we'd be there, and exactly what's going on.
If we could
almost like a little town hall.
Get a hold of her early enough and give her some time to, you know, speak with the other neighbors. Yeah, because that might work. But certainly during the day we should have no issues.
Of course.
But that whole week we'll be doing a lot of work all around the area. And my, like I said, that's why I don't really want to set anything else up for July because it's going to just zap us to crap.
Okay.
I don't know, I may melt that large Super 7 stone.
I don't think that would be good juju.
Yeah, there's a... I don't know, I had a lot of interesting experiences last week on my work one that I really felt Spirit was sort of looking after me and took care of me. My sister had a situation with her car, and we were going down to one job, and it started to act up. So luckily, we were at a point where we could turn around, check it, and then we just
Janet.
It's important to go back.
Oh.
So here's our...
And she dropped. She must have lost signal.
Yeah, Janet, just if anybody's not familiar, I've known Janet. We've talked about how we met, and we've done work for going over, I guess, getting close to 30 years now over the years.
Yeah.
Certainly plus 20. And she's just a remarkable lady with great talents, and the spirits really like to settle around.
Make themselves known to her.
And we work real well together. She was, as we were both sort of in retirement, she was too.
Yeah.
And we've all sort of reactivated.
Mm-hmm.
Oops, I'm coming in on mine.
Is she coming in on yours?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, Janet.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I saw your number pop up on the caller list, and then it, like, almost immediately dropped.
Oh, because I hit the wrong button.
Oh, okay.
I just called Jim's because the number you give me goes to the live feed, and I can't talk to you, and I'm in my car on my way home, unfortunately.
Well, once your number pops up on that caller list, I bring you in live, and then you can talk. But this is fine. This works.
Oh, okay.
This works.
Okay.
So, everybody, this is Janet. Let us know make sure you can hear. But she's on speakerphone next to the other phone, so should be good. So we were discussing the fact that you have not been to Harper's Ferry, and that's going to change here soon, and that you haven't been to Shepherdstown, and that's going to change here soon. So we've got a lot of stuff going, plans going for when you come in a few weeks.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
And Haley was going to sit out Kane too, because, it's Mother's Day weekend, and she was going to stay home and spend it with her boys. But,
You're breaking up.
Uh-oh.
You shouldn't be breaking up because I'm in an area where you should not be, so I'm not sure why.
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. That's very strange.
Maybe you should give it, can you kind of fake it for 5 minutes and I'll be home and then I can call you and it probably will work fine?
Yeah, that would be just fine.
Okay. All right, let's do that.
Okay. Okay, so she'll be home in a few minutes and she'll give us a call back where she has a better signal. Old friend George Stathakis has joined in, Jim.
Yeah.
How you doing, George?
For Jim, I know, and that, it's a real treat. You're going to see Janet is really very gifted, and it's really going to add a lot to the overall investigation. So I'm glad. I know she's going to fit right in with a number of the people that we know and do investigations with, and it's just going to be a special week. It truly is. I don't know what's going to be left of me though when it's over. I guess I'm going to have to go in the full recuperation mode till the bash.
Yeah, Matthew Carter joined in. How you doing, bud? Let's see. Lola, I have not been to St. Albans. I don't know if you have, Jim.
No, I know all about it, and it is really a great place for sure.
Okay. She's going to be there on the 27th. So the 27th, you and I will be heading down to Maryland because the next day, that is the 27th, is my father's birthday, and the next day we're taking him, it's a surprise, we're taking him charter fishing for his birthday. So so that's what we'll be doing that weekend, but there's a lot of things coming in the works. Like I said, the bash weekend, we still have some spots open for Pickett's Charge House. The Thaddeus has pretty much been booked between us and then a few other groups. So, but the Pickett's Charge House, as far as of right now, only has two bookings. So it's got Saturday night's wide open, Sunday night would be with us, and Friday night would be with us. But, you know, we're not above having other people join. The Thursday night at the Pickett's Charge House is Lori Schlepp and Stephanie Haggerty, who are dear friends of ours that we met through the Ghost Exchange and who are volunteers, as they always are, at the Battlefield Bash. So they'll be doing Pickett's Charge on Thursday night, but there's still openings there. You know, all of that money, well, not all of it, but the vast majority of that money will go to the bash for the charities. So, that weekend's really going to take a lot out because it's going to be four nights of investigations. So, that's going to be very energy draining. Jim will have his Super 7, which is something that is longer than my Super Jet. About that big and about that long. So they'll be taking that to try and keep our energies up as much as possible. Yes, Becky, thank you for your prayers. We truly appreciate it. My daughter is doing much better. She seems pretty much back to normal, and we're just waiting to hear. We're waiting to hear when our appointment with the neurologist is so that we can get in and see, you know, what caused it, if anything, if there's anything we need to be worried about going forward. So.
I haven't been posting anything recently because I've been up to my neck in reports and getting out my client stuff and then tax crap. So next Monday, Tuesday next week, that should end, so I'll be back to doing tapes and throwing a lot of stuff on. I mean, it's not that we have a dearth of data. Right now I've had a dearth of time to be able to do the data. So I'll be putting that on soon enough.
And I just posted a little movie that I made from Kane Manor. So, there's a few more things that I've got. Well, there's a ton of video that I still have to go through, but only a little bit left from Kane, and then I can start on all the other stuff I've still got win. So, hi, Wendy. How are you? And Jenny, unfortunately, you see Jenny there?
Yeah.
So that's terrible to hear. But, if we were in a place that had handicap access, I don't see why we wouldn't have someone in the wheelchair investigate with us.
No, I mean, they could run a phasma box and stuff. No issues.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's not something. We don't discriminate for anything like that. That's ridiculous.
I'll tell you what, I don't get around too good myself.
Yeah, Jim may be sitting on your lap.
Yeah. My arthritis pretty much taking me down, and that damn degenerative cyst in my ankle is really done the end.
Hi, Cheryl. Thanks for tuning in. James, I haven't had a chance to edit down the size of the footage yet, but if you remember at Selma, I had a full-spectrum camcorder on a tripod on the second-floor landing facing up the third-floor stairs with the servant stairs to the right. Well, shortly after turning that on and hitting record, and if you see a few of us walk out of frame and go down one flight, and I'm setting up another camera there, the camera starts zooming in and coming back out, zooming in and coming back out. It does this for, it has to be 15, 20 seconds at least.
Yeah, and it's not a pixelation.
It's not trying to autofocus because there's no, it doesn't get blurry or distorted or unpixelated at any time. It's just literally zooming in and zooming out. Now, this specific camera in question, the only way it does that is for someone to hit the button on the top of the camera. It does not do this on its own. So I can't explain that.
And we talked to Holly Cataldo, and she said, I forget the name of the site, but her old team, one of the places they were investigating, they experienced something similar. And like I said, you have to physically move that button to make the camera go in and out.
Yeah, it's, I can't explain it. Oh, there's Janet. Let's get her in. There you are.
Hey, I tried to do it the right way.
Oh, well, you did it, and you made it home safe, which is the best part.
Yes,
so,
I did.
Welcome back, Janet Jones, psychic medium,
yes,
teammate, and dear friend. How was your day?
It was good. Today was my last day on my job. That's why I'm running late, because I had to finish up things. But, yeah.
That's all right. Now you have more time to do the stuff with us, right?
Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah, there's no difference in the job. I'm very close. I've become very close friends with the owner. And so the only difference is I won't be sitting behind the computer.
Okay. So we're
and I won't get paid.
that's the thing. We were updating everybody on the things that we've got coming, the Bash, the Kane Part 2, but most notably and coming up next is State School and Hospital. Neither Jim nor myself nor Haley have ever been there. I'm assuming you have not.
To where?
Pennhurst.
Oh, no, I have not.
See, so now it's a first for all of us, which is good. I think, as the four of us are always talking team chemistry and how much that plays into an investigation, I think it's good that we're all going to be experiencing it for our first time together.
Well, and, you know, I watched, I went on Amazon Prime and I watched a movie on Pennhurst because I have seen documentaries, but it's been a couple of years. And I watched it the other night because I was, there's so much that you hear about it. And I went, ooh, sounds a little, and I went and watched the documentary again and it reminded me. And, you know, Haley and I will not do any negative energy. And basically what it was just Down syndrome and severely handicapped children and then juvenile delinquents. But I'm actually looking forward to it because I grew up with a lot of, my neighborhood had 3 Down syndrome kids, and they're very special. They're unconditional love, and so I'm actually kind of looking forward to it, and I'm going to bring little special things for them that are tactile that'll make them feel good, better. So, no, I'm looking forward to it. And I'm amazed that the buildings are opening and the new tunnels. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Like I said, we'll have full access to the Mayflower building.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be able to go into the Avon building long enough to set up a DVR system and then come back out. And then we'll have 3 of the tunnels and then the entire grounds where we can get to the cemetery and
mm-hmm.
Graveside Sessions there and stuff like that. So So, and I know
it's going to be wonderful.
Brad, a lot of the children's spirits reside in the Mayflower. So,
yeah, it should be. I'm feeling really good about it. I think it's going to be a really good experience. I'm looking forward to it.
And so you said you watched the movie. You'd already seen the documentary, but it had been a few years.
I watched a documentary, but the other night I watched, they classified it as a movie, but it's a documentary, and it is wonderful. If no one has seen it, Amazon Prime has it, and they interview people that worked there and people that had lived there when it closed, and then now they're, and it's just very endearing. It was really hard because they didn't have enough staff to take care of all of them. So
right.
that was grim, but they didn't, overall, it doesn't look to me and all the things I have seen that they had totally abused them, but it was sad. That's during an era where people, when they had a Down syndrome or a mentally retarded child, they would institutionalize them instead of, now we've learned that they are totally capable of pretty much anything anybody else has,
Well, and also, too, years ago, not only was it a strain on the family not understanding and not knowing how to care for them, but also depending on the family and their societal status, it was a shame on the family, and they would want to hide them away. As terrible as that sounds, that's the way it was.
Yes, that's how it was. That's how it was. But they are, and I learned that. When I was a child, we had like 3 Down syndrome kids in our neighborhood, which I'm sure if we looked at it more closely, it would be environmental that caused it, because it's unusual that you would have that many in one small area. But,
yeah, like a cluster.
Yeah, and we all treated them as they were normal. And, at that time, we had a mongoloid boy across the street, and they said they couldn't ride a bike, they couldn't coordinate to do anything. And this kid did skateboards, bikes. He could hit a baseball out of the park, so we all fought to have him on our team for baseball. And so we learned to understand, and they have the most unconditional love. So I'm thinking that we might have, my plan is it's going to be a beautiful and wonderful experience. But then they brought in juvenile delinquents that they housed there that no one could control. And those are, to me, those are spoiled brats. And we won't deal with them. We'll just tell them that.
No, but one of the things I've always thought when it came to someone with some kind of mental or physical handicap, what they really wanted the most of was to be normal. So the best
normal,
thing you
accepted,
do,
and loved.
Aside from the type of care they would need or things like that, but the best way you could show them, what they want is to treat them like they're just like everybody else. You don't see any abnormalities. They don't act different. They're just like everybody else. And it makes them feel a lot safer and a lot more secure.
Well, and they're not mean-spirited.
Right.
Your juvenile delinquents that were brought there that were, pretty much pretty difficult. They're a different story, but we all know how to handle little punks. But
right.
No, I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be a good experience. And you know how I am. I just do not I do not deal with negative energies. I do not, you know, people will go into places and say, oh, there's a demon here or whatever. I won't deal with them, because if you deal with them and you encourage them, you give them more power. And we don't want to give that kind of power to this world. We don't want to put that out there. So I walk away from them.
We also don't want to give them any kind of power that would enable them to dampen or lessen the brighter, higher vibrational energies from coming through and making a connection with us.
Yeah, or being harmful to anybody who comes there, you know.
Right.
My feeling is that that property, there needs to be a lot of scent there, love scent there. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be great.
Yeah, I think we're going to I think we're going to be bringing that of energy and abundance between the four of us. So.
Yeah, I think it's going to be amazing. With Haley and I together and you and Jim, it will probably be a totally different, I think it will be more dynamic than anybody who's been there that has ever done any kind of a show live or whatever. I think it will be a lot more positive and I think it's going to be great. Great.
Forward to it, and honestly, the thing that I'm most looking forward to is my first time there, along with my entire team. You know, not just me and Jim, or not just me, Jim and Haley, but the entire team.
All of us together.
Right.
Finally, all of us together.
Yeah, we've got to really guard ourselves because. I think just from the way Haley's been waiting to actually go in person, is going to drain her energy before we get there.
Yep. No, I think that'll probably be one of our best shows.
Yeah.
That and Kane. That and Kane. Kane's going to be amazing, too.
And I want to throw out special thanks again to Holly for arranging.
Oh, Holly,
things.
Yes.
She's you'll love her. I know Jan and them have really hit it off. She's a pretty magnificent lady, and she really talking about setting the plate. You know, the contact she's made on a regular basis with spirits and keeping them engaged. They're probably looking forward to it as much as we are.
Yeah, I have to thank Holly. I didn't get to tell you this, Jim, because I was, you know, rushed in between times we talked. But I appreciate Holly so much that she set me up in Elizabeth's room, and I'm so looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's a special place. You know how. They're all unique in their own ways, but the spiritual energies and the way they prime them and that. Kane's really a neat place on so many avenues, so many other areas within such a close spot. You know, it's not like it's just the manor. Then you've got all this other stuff going on. There's so many neat side stories. You know, with like the Lobo Wolves of Kane and things like that. I mean, it's historically it's very unique, and the people there, the spirits, are very proud of who they are historically, what they accomplished, and I feel very strongly they have a story they want told and to communicate, and not a false pride, but just a life well lived. Kind of thing.
Absolutely. I am so looking forward to I'm really excited about Kane, especially because I from the very beginning I had just a very the first time we went there, there was just something about it that I just went, I have to be there. I have to go there. And anybody who's listening, whoever follows you, definitely follow Pennhurst and Kane, because I think it's going to be really special, really special.
Well, you know, when we had Kane, when Holly called, we had Kane 2 scheduled, and then I remember I guess I had a brain fart, and I asked Dave, I said, when are we supposed to be doing Pennhurst? And he flipped in. It was like, you know, the third, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, with the two back-to-back. By the way, it came into my mind. I said, I'm just wondering if there's any way I could get Janet to come in for this. I mean, it just hit me. And I felt, and so I sort of threw it all out to you. And I told Holly later, I'm really sorry. I didn't even think to make sure and clear it all with her, but I just felt really overwhelming. To act on my impulse in that case. Again, I think a lot of that stuff's just driven by spirit. And I think spirit sort of
absolutely
is a good opportunity. Because they like I said, the more skilled and gifted people we have in that context working together, you know, spirit's gonna come out and take advantage of it as well and let their story be told. And we all work on those positive energies.
Well, and this is going to sound really corny, but I really believe this, is that the four of us have such a bond, and we have such a bond with spirit that when we're all together physically, it's going to be huge. It's going to be, and if everybody should put it on their calendar when we get there, because it's the four of us together that are going to make it. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be huge, huge, because they know all the spirit in all of the locations we're going to, especially Kane. They know us, and for us all to be there physically will make a huge difference, and it'll be an amazing, amazing investigation.
I don't know if I mentioned this to you, but before I even knew Holly, before I knew anything about Kane, I mean, I didn't even know the name, we picked up in going around on the Phasma box, going clean back to the Kelly Mansion. We picked up Spirit. I remember I got an EVP where Spirit said, see you in Kane. And I
really?
Thought it was amazing. Yeah, and I thought it was almost like a joke, like, you know, well, I'll see you in hell, you know. But no,
right.
We got it. It
because
just,
we didn't know that it was a town, Cain.
Yeah,
so we're thinking Cain and Abel, some type of biblical.
Yeah.
Right.
And I got it. He just came right out. Keeley Mansion said, see you in Cain. And I'm like, what? You know, it just didn't mean anything. And then when I go back now, I'm like, what the hell?
Holly,
that's amazing, because Kane, when I look at it and when we went to it the last time, it just feels like home to me. So, I'm more excited now, because this is going to be amazing. No one missed the Kane for sure. And Pennhurst is also going to be amazing.
Well, Holly says her and the General and Elizabeth have been talking, I guess, using her Phasma box, and they seem very excited and looking forward to us visiting them again. And then she also said she believes that Janet has meant to come to Kane, and that it's going to be over the top with her there.
Yeah, I said that when I found out Pennhurst was right in there, and that's sort of unlike me. I mean, I generally really think, and normally I would have approached Holly and just said, hey, look, is it okay if, you know, it was just like I just had this overwhelming compulsion. Wow, let me see if I can get Jen. I didn't even want it by Dave. It just came into my mind, and that's when I made original contact with you to see if it might be something to work out. And then, God, you know, so I just, like I said, a lot of times I feel Spirit just sort of acts on us when maybe we're not fully, at least for me. I know you're well advanced beyond me, but.
No, I agree with you. Yeah, no, Cain was just, I mean, the first time you went, and I'm like going, I have to go to Cain. And I told Haley that I have to go to Cain. And no, this is going to be incredible. And no one should miss that one, because I think it's going to be just amazing. And for Holly to set me up in Elizabeth's room, I haven't gotten to express because I've been so busy training someone on my job and everything else. But I feel so blessed that she was able to get me to go in that room, because Elizabeth has the most amazing sense of humor.
In talking with me, Holly, right away, she's the one that she just knew. She was telling me, oh, I got to put Janet in Elizabeth's room. She just knew it. And then again, with her, and she's always talking with Elizabeth and the general and stuff. And I think they're directing things.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, Jim, a lot of people don't understand that, but it is true. It is absolutely true. They do. They communicate just like we do on our plane. They do.
To know that and to have experienced it is really a choice blessing. I mean, it just, you get a oneness with the other realm that, again, there's still a lot of things that I have questions about and don't fully understand. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a lot of this stuff, I mean, it's just sort of, you just see the miracle and the power of energy and spirit. And it just reinforces so much of what we as humans and facing our ultimate demise. It just reinforces positive things. I mean, I think most people who have that closeness with spirit really don't have any fear of passing through their mortal phase. I guess most of us are hoping that the details aren't too bad. But as far as the actual passing, it's something we've all come to grips with. And spirits really helps ease that transition and gives us knowledge and gives us you're empowered in a certain sense.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, the thing with the other side, you know, there's a lot of talk of demons and bad spirits and that. And some people like to have that interaction and that. But what that's doing is giving them power. But there's a lot of, they're no different than you and I. And if you connect with people that on the other side that have, you know, a lot of love and compassion and that, it's a wonderful experience. And I think Elizabeth is absolutely one of those. She's a very compassionate, kind woman and with a great sense of humor. And because the last time we were there and I would talk to her when you guys were talking to her back and forth, and you know, she'd tell me something and then she'd laugh and look at me and I go, oh, okay. So I'm so looking forward to that.
Well, look how she had two people on her hands and knees looking under the bed for something.
Well, that's what she did.
Yeah.
That was the thing, because she told me, she goes, have them look under the bed. There's something under the bed, and then she would laugh. And so I knew it wasn't anything serious, but I wasn't sure what it was. And but I knew it was her way of communicating and confirming that there was something under there. It wasn't anything major or anything serious, but something that she got a laugh out of. So I knew it was light. And
the thing is, most people
take it so seriously, but it was a light thing. It was light.
I got a real strong impression as we were just talking right here, and I don't know if you remember this. We touched on it lightly, but Elizabeth was, in her day, she was sort of the Matthew Brady of women. She sort of spearheaded the art of photography. It was really just getting started in that period. And she was probably, if not the first, one of the first notable women to take up photography. And she, they have there at the one train depot, Matthew Boyer was showing us, they literally have boxes of her original glass prints that she used in her photography. And it just came to my mind, I don't know if she sent it in there, but that we should ask Matt if we could get a couple of those glass prints and take as trigger objects and take them up there to be in Elizabeth as we're starting to communicate.
Oh, I had no idea. I don't know if you know this about me, but I am a photographer, and I did.
Wow.
I did. I have won many awards, and as stupid as that sounds, that sounds so silly. But I did. I used to do when I worked for the Tourism Bureau, they hired all these photographers, and then they found out that I could do photography. I did all the ad photography. I did everything. So I had no idea about that about her. Oh my goodness, this is great. Her and I can talk about photography.
Wow.
That
Holly,
is wonderful to know.
Or we can put some of those pictures.
Oh, I would love that.
They found when they were doing some of the renovations, and they found boxes of these, and then they were going to, at one point, somebody's going to throw them out, and I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Save them. I know. They're there. God, just for the historical value. So,
this is so much fun. This is so wonderful. When I come, I had planned on bringing my camera, but I will spend some time just with Elizabeth before we start an investigation and go around and take pictures with Elizabeth. That will be fabulous. This is getting more special by the minute. Oh, yeah. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we have to end the radio portion. Our time limit is up for that. So what we'll have to do, Janet, is we'll end the radio show, and then if you could call back to Jim's home phone, we can keep going on Facebook.
Yeah, maybe. Do you have another 15 minutes or so that you want to talk?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I have all the time in the world. Do you want me to call your home phone or your cell?
Yeah, no, my home phone.
Yep.
And did you have it there? That's the 717.
Yes, I do. I have it. Yeah.
Okay,
give us
about 5 minutes to sign off of the radio show, and then call back in. We'll keep you on the Facebook Live.
All right.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye bye. See you soon.
Bye.